Welcome to another episode of Phoenix School of Alignment. I have recently gone through a rebrand, so I am no longer the Phoenix Mystery School. It is now the Phoenix School of Alignment. This episode, I'm going to be talking about the twin flame journey. It's something I haven't fully spoken to ever in my business, and I really do want to clarify that kind of dynamic because there's so much out there that I find is more toxic than revealing, and most people get stuck in these loops and patterns of attachments versus seeing what it really actually is. So, in regards to this, I want to go over some of the signs of an actual twin flame, and then I want to talk about toxic relationships as well as karmic ties, which are not the same as a twin flame. So, with twin flames, it is not that you were not whole and complete. You obviously are, but think about even just twins in general in this life and how they are formed, right? So it is very much a similar thing with the soul. It's like you started with one soul, but it divides into two. And it's not that you need each other to be whole or complete. It's not like you're missing a part of yourself. You're a fully functional, formed person, much like a twin in this lifetime, right? So if you have a twin sibling, for example, a lot of these signs are very similar, but it's more in a family dynamic, not romantic. So I do want to talk about this in more of like a romantic setting versus family setting. So a lot of people get soulmates and twin flames confused. And with soulmates, you can have many, many soulmates. And with the twin flames, I'm sure you could have a couple different ones, maybe two or three, because think of it from this perspective. In this lifetime, you can have like triplets and quadruplets. I'm sure it happens, but it's also not as common. It's also very rare to have that happen. So even the twin flame journey is something that can be very rare. And those who are here that desire divine union, then you are most likely dealing with that twin flame dynamic here. So, this doesn't mean that you can't live your life. This doesn't mean that your free will gets taken from you. This doesn't mean that you have to only search for them and only them, and that's the only thing you can ever have. But when you're here for divine union, you understand that you're here for that person who's also going to be very similar to you that also helps build you up. So, with soulmates, these are ones that are more like you have a deep connection. But it feels more like companionship, and it is a deep sense of love. It's just different. So you get along, you feel peaceful with each other, you have that recognition, there isn't that turmoil, but it's a different level of love. It's something that's very hard to explain. I've had soulmate love and I've had twin flame love. It's just the twin flame one is so much more intense, whereas these soulmates are just more comfortable, you know? So in that regards, I'm going to go over some of the twin flame signs because I'm not here to perpetuate toxic environments and for people to say, "But it's my twin flame," when in reality it's just a trauma bond, right? So let's get that clear. Trauma bonds are usually, well, not usually, they are very unhealthy. Trauma bonds are just not something that, well, I mean, they will teach you a lot about yourself. But you want to be aware that trauma bonds and twin flames are not the same thing. So, after I go over the twin flame, I will go over what a trauma bond looks like. So, with your actual twin flame, some of these signs, there's many, many, many signs. So, write these all down and see if you've ever experienced this. Because I've experienced this once in my life, and to be honest with you, I have not experienced it since. So, with a twin flame, nothing will be one-sided. Nothing will be one-sided. Both of you will feel the exact same about each other. There will be no guessing on this end. They will care about you as much as you care about them. They also believe in you. They want to build you up. They're like your biggest cheerleader. They know that you can do anything that you put your mind to. You feel peace when you're with them. You feel an intense magnetism and attraction to them, yes. And it's like, oh my gosh, it's like meeting my other half. But at the same time, you also feel an incredible amount of peace. You see them consistently in dreams. You are tuned into their energy and they are tuned into yours. You know when something's going on for them, but they also know when something's going on for you. And they will probably call and say, hey, talk to me. What's up? I can feel that you're off. What's going on? They have genuine love and care. It's truly unconditional. They're like your carbon copy, you know, like being a twin. There are so many similarities, so many synchronicities. You know, it's almost like you're living parallel lives. You have very similar life experiences, very similar family patterns. They're so magnetic to you, and you're also magnetic to them. Both of you just keep getting drawn to each other over and over and over in a healthy way. Being with them feels like home, and they experience the same. It's a very, very strong, intense connection. And no, it's not oxytocin and lust, okay? This really strong connection means that you can be yourself, you can learn from them, you can confide in them, you can see the parts of yourself that you didn't even know existed. They shine a light on who you truly are. They truly see you at your core. We all have faults and flaws, but they just see you in your purest form. Conversations are natural. They are never boring. It's like you could talk for hours and you lose that sense of time. You're like, oh my gosh, how have we just been talking for 5 hours? You lose track of time in their presence. And no matter what you do in your life, no matter if you've come together and gone apart, you always remember them. They always come up in your mind. You have fond memories. All the memories that you have just feel so magical. And there's so much gold dust in all those memories. You're already whole, but when you're with them, you feel whole to a new level. Like a puzzle piece is just snapped into place. There is deep mutual respect and deep mutual love. You might even finish each other's sentences. Actually, every twin flame I've ever seen, they finish each other's sentences. They have very similar jokes. You just know their preferences. They know yours. And even though you've gone through hard times together, you're both always there for each other. There isn't that sense of blame. There is so much humor between you two, so much laughter, so much joy. And you probably have a whole bunch of inside jokes in that short amount of time. And even if 10, 15 years have passed, you still remember those jokes when you come back together. It's like no time has passed. And there's that deep familiarity between you two. And anytime you have this deep familiarity, again, there is so much synchronicities that show up. You will have similar goals and values. You never feel alone with them. You know you have a teammate for life. You share telepathy. And they can show you your shadow, but it's with love and support. It's not there for blame or shame or to be used against you ever. They will never take your past and use it against you and vice versa. They see your past and they want to support you through your healing. And this is where sometimes the separation comes in for twin flames, because sometimes when you see your shadow, it's very uncomfortable. So I'm going to tell you, I met mine when I was 19. And I remember very, very clearly that I felt all of these things, all of these signs. But at the time, I thought I was too far broken. I didn't think that healing was possible for me. I didn't even know what that looked like. I didn't know what my next steps would be in order to get help. At that point in time, I didn't even know much about therapy. I had a lot of physical issues, a lot of disease in my body, a lot of stress. and feeling that deep sense of love wasn't normal for me. I had spent a lifetime being criticized, being hurt, being abused. So for the first few years, it was amazing having this person in my life. We were friends for a couple of years. I felt support and healthy love from somebody. And then when things finally went further on in our relationship and we started dating at the young age of like 17, 18, it started to scare me having that sense of love because I didn't know what that was like. And feeling that really truly for the first time was terrifying for me. So I knew that I needed to work on that at some capacity in my subconscious. I didn't consciously know this. Even though I loved and cared for him, I pushed him away. There was other things at play too. Other people meddled in our relationship and kind of blocked us from being together. And sometimes when you're in a very powerful relationship, this is what will happen. Some people will try and get in the way of that, thinking they're doing the right thing, but really, this is not toxic. Do you know what I mean? And had I been a little bit older, had I had actual tools, you know, things could have been very, very different. I wouldn't have run whatsoever. And this is why I teach my clients all about healing and having self-resources and having tools and being self-aware and acknowledging, because I didn't have that at the time. So I was not available to receive that love as deep as I could have because I didn't have the tools for that. I wasn't taught that. I didn't know how to be self-aware and I didn't know how to actually work through my feelings and emotions. And back then, you know, this is going back like 17 years now. There wasn't a lot available at the time. Now there's so much available, which I'm so happy for so many people, because now you have all the tools at your disposal. The internet is a crazy place now compared to 17 years ago. So you have all these things at your fingertips. And back then, not making excuses, however, I didn't have those tools. And I remember being 22 and finding energy work and finding therapy and all these things. You know, this was a couple years later. And I remember saying to myself, like, I really took that initiation from that man and I ran with it. And the reason why I went into everything that I went into was because I never wanted to push away that love again. If he ever came back around, I wanted to be able to receive that fully and be fully in and work through things together. And if it came down to the fact that he never came back around, I wanted to be open to deep sense of love again in the future. I wanted to be healed enough that I wouldn't get scared and run. Because from many people like me who grew up with a lot of abuse, you know, I had a stalker for a long time. I had other family members that just were not healthy. You know, like my parents did everything that they possibly could, but I had a lot of family members that just were not healthy, and it really played on my self-esteem. So when you grow up with a lot of issues and a lot of abuse and a lot of scarcity and a lot of conditioning, often when something good comes, there's that subconscious part that feels like you don't deserve it, or something bad will happen, or the other shoe will drop. So you push it away. And this is why it's so important now to be so emotionally intelligent and self-aware so that you can receive this divine partner in your life. So when they show you your shadow and you have these skills and tools, well, bam, you can work through it. You can really just keep bringing their love in. And with these twin flames, guess what? They're actually consistent. They're emotionally available, okay? So let's just get rid of some myths here. Because usually the only time that twin flames will ever run from each other is when they don't have emotional intelligence, when they don't have that awareness. And again, it's not like this toxic, I'm going to destroy you type dynamic. It's more of like, I need to help myself first. It's like putting on your own oxygen mask before helping the other person. You acknowledge that you're not ready and you can't do this at this point in time. Not because you don't love them, but because you need to do some healing first. This is what the separation is. It's not like you just get ghosted out of nowhere. So, this separation is usually to work on self so that you can fully receive them. And no, you do not need to be perfect to be in any relationship, but you have to be some sort of emotionally intelligent to recognize your looping patterns. And because this is such a powerful union, like I mentioned, some people will try and meddle and keep you apart. So this is really some things that I've been through as well. And you also have that deep sense of telepathy. You guys are just very connected on a mental wavelength and a spiritual wavelength that just cannot be explained. You have shared dreams together, and not just like dreams for the future, actual dreams. When you go to sleep at night, the dreams that you have will be either identical or very similar to the dreams that they have. And you'll both keep coming back to each other in your thoughts, in your mind, and then also probably in life too. So when it comes to karmic ties, they're the complete opposite. You might feel magnetic to them, but it's because you're magnetized through trauma and not through that unconditional love and respect. The familiarity in a toxic relationship is the trauma. You're not really tuned in energetically. You're going to feel anxious around them. You're never going to feel peace. You will feel so alone with them, and it'll always be one-sided. A karmic bond will always be one-sided. One will always care more than the other. One will be avoidant, one will be anxious, and it's just, whew. And I know in my twin flame journey, I know he was a little bit avoidant, but not to me. And I was anxious, but not to him. So there was the difference, right? And with a karmic bond, there won't be that telepathy, not that level of telepathy at all. They will probably use your past against you. Conversations will not feel natural. You might have in the beginning felt like you could talk for hours, but it gets to a point where you can't even talk for 5 minutes and it feels like you're on the phone for forever, or the in-person connection just feels flat. And there's extreme highs and lows. You know, it's like that roller coaster. Like things are either really, really good or really, really bad. These are karmic bonds. There might be some similarities, but again, it's going to be related to like past traumatic experiences versus who you actually are. And one will always be growing and the other one will refuse. And this is why they end up in separation, because they refuse to grow. Whereas in twin flames, sometimes they separate because they have to grow first on their own and then come back together. But in real twin flame journeys, when you do have that certain level of emotional intelligence, both will grow together and amplify each other. Both will have similar goals and they'll be believing each other and cheering each other on and going like, yes, 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 let's take over the world dynamic. And that's why it's so important, because these differences can seem so subtle. And this is why many get so caught up in the twin flame cycle. That's really a karmic bond. That's really a toxic relationship. And they keep holding on because they're like, but it's my twin flame. When in reality, it's probably a contract on a soul level that you had with that person that needs to be released. A twin flame, there are no contracts. Contracts on a soul level impede your free will. Twin flames never impede your free will. You could be with them or you could not. But a lot of twin flames are reuniting in this lifetime, and I think it's absolutely beautiful. And I think one of the most powerful techniques that I have done, and it might seem really simple, but you know what? We don't need to overcomplicate things. We truly do not. It can be that simple. Go through the people you have dated, like that you've had serious relationships with. And then just write down what you saw in them. What did you truly see? And when I did this, I was honestly so shocked. Because I had maybe a couple of things for each serious relationship. I've been in a couple. But when it came to my twin flame person, oh my gosh, I had three sentences of things that I saw in them. So I could see my patterns very, very clearly with the others. I could see where I was avoiding, where I was escaping. I could see where I was looking for those qualities in other people, but not all of them matched. I would see a couple of them and be like, maybe this person. So it's really interesting when you go through this twin flame journey, when you really meet them, it can be so wild how you meet. And especially in this time where connection is so easy because of the internet, because of computers. Sometimes people meet their twin flame who is across the world or maybe on the other side of the country sometimes. And this is why it takes time for them to be together, because they have to get their lives in order and come together. So I find that is really common, is that people's twin flames aren't always in the same city. I've seen that so many times with my clients, but they're able to make it work and things fall into place, synchronicities happen, and they're able to live a life together. There's a lot of patience, a lot of presence, a lot of work on both sides to make this happen. So this is what I would like you to do as well. Do that technique that I spoke to. Make a list of your ex-serious relationships and look at what it was that you saw in them. What were the qualities that you saw in them? And I'm talking about the positive. Let's not go into the negative. Just look at what the positive traits were. What did you see in those people? What drew you to them? And sometimes when you see this, you're like, oh, I get it. This person looked like freedom at the time. Maybe I was just looking to be saved. And then see. Because when you're hearing these signs, you might actually know who that person was if you have met them in this lifetime. And you might also know that you haven't met them yet. But you can feel them around you all the time. And even though I met mine, even though we spent 15 years apart, I could still feel him around me all the time. And the dreams were there. The telepathy was real. And when he came back recently to say hi, it was hilarious because earlier in that day, just out of nowhere, I got this urge to message him. And I thought, you know what? I haven't heard from him in a long time. Let's not open Pandora's box. Just leave it alone. So I didn't message him. And then all of a sudden, less than 2 hours later, I kid you not, I received a message from him. And that was the first thing I said was, wow, this is weird. I was about to message you today. And then we got on a call, and we were on a call for 4 hours straight. And I didn't even realize how long it had been. And yes, of course, there was a lot to catch up on, but that wasn't the first time that we had a call. And all these signs were still there. I still felt peace. I still felt that sense of genuine connection. I could feel his sincerity, his genuineness. And again, like no time has passed, and even our life was so parallel. It was insane to see all the parallels, like the timings of things that we had gone through, the same stuff when it came to like marriage and kids. They were within like weeks of each other in the same year. Just really bizarre synchronicities there. So if you do have any other questions about twin flames, because to me this is pretty clear and try so hard to not make this fit anybody that comes into your life. Be very honest with yourself and very discerning if it is a twin flame dynamic or divine union that you're looking for. Because I used to say that I didn't believe in this stuff whatsoever until I've had to go through my cycles of understanding. Because when I look at a lot of the signs, they're very toxic. You know, when I look at other people's signs, and I'm not trying to bash anybody. But there's so much pain that I can see in a lot of those signs and symptoms of meeting your twin flame. Whereas this It's very peaceful. It's very easy. It's a natural fit. And there's immense love on both sides. So if you've experienced twin flame love, I would so love to hear about it. So you can drop that in the comments below. And also, if you've experienced those karmic ties, because they are quite different. Subtle differences, sure, but they are very, very different. So I will catch you on the next episode. Do those tasks, see what comes up for you. And if you are here for divine union, just claim it. Just claim it to the universe. I am here for divine union, and this is what divine union is. Just say it out loud, say it every single day until it comes to you. Okay, so I hope you got some value from this episode. Again, I'm Cassandra Finch. You can follow me on Facebook under Phoenix School of Alignment. You can follow me on Instagram and TikTok under Phoenix School of Alignment. And I have a free Facebook group that you can join anytime called the Alignment Squad. So if you would like more of these tips, more of these helpful connections, more body psychology, more emotional intelligence, please join my free Facebook group. And if you have any further questions, you can always email me at Cassandra.